Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, we're going to talk a little bit about my friend Phil. You see, I talked to him over the weekend, and you know, he came to me with a, well, kind of a concern, and I'll just be very blunt with you. I'll just tell you what the concern is. He is dealing with the fear of possibly being fired from his job. Or, as I pointed out to him, maybe he's just stuck in just another round of, you know, work-related rut. You know, we weren't quite sure, or I wasn't quite sure where he was coming from. So when I sat down and I talked to him for a little while, I got the feeling that, you know, he's concerned about his job. He is my age. I'm in my mid-50s, and he is also in his mid-50s. He's actually a little bit older, not by much, though. And one of his concerns is real. It's real. You know, he's been going through this whole coronavirus thing. And before the coronavirus thing even started, he had some concerns that maybe he was going to be let go from his job. Well, coronavirus hit and he wasn't let go, but he was essentially downsized. I don't even know how to describe what they did to him. So what they did was they said, we're not going to let you go, but we're going to reassign you to a position of less responsibility and a little less pay and give you the opportunity to work from home during the crisis. So as I continued to explore Phil's story and what was going on, it became more concerning that even though he was quote unquote downsized a little bit and was required to take lesser pay, I guess the bottom line was take lesser pay or take no pay. That really was, you know, his standpoint on the whole thing. He also dealt with an increasing workload during the coronavirus period. Now, he was working from home, so he didn't have to deal with going into the office or dealing with things like that. But what he found was his normal 40 to 50 hour a week job was ballooning into a, like more like a 60 or 70 hour a week job. And it was weighing on him. It really has been. And now that, you know, society is trying to break out of this coronavirus thing, we're trying to get back to some form of normalcy in our country. He is concerned now that they just may let him go. He's afraid of ageism. He's afraid of the fact that he's already been, quote-unquote, downsized a little bit. And he's concerned that they won't let him stay with the company as they start to bring people back into the fold. And, you know, I think Phil's got reason to be concerned. You know, I don't think he's stuck in a work-related rut. I really don't. I think he really truly has a fear of being fired. And, you know, that is a terrible thing. You know, when you think about it, I don't care what your age is. I don't care if you're in your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, whatever. The fear of being fired is real. And it exists out there. It exists. I mean, you have probably felt that fear before. Or maybe you have felt it as you were being fired. You know, the stats that I looked at basically indicate that at least everybody has been fired or let go from a job at least one time in their lifetime. And that's a terrible, terrible stat, because what it does is it completely disrupts your entire world. And that's what Phil is concerned about. He's concerned that if he's let go, he's at a point in his life where he essentially has to restart everything. He's got to, you know, dust off a resume. He's got to do the things that he needs to do to try and make himself marketable. He has to try and get out into the, you know, the competitive workforce and try and compete for a job, knowing that, you know, there is a little thing out there called ageism out there that basically says that employers are willing to hire younger people because they think they get the same quality of work for less money. That's just the way it is. Can I prove it? Can I point my finger at any organization and say they're doing it? No, I've got no proof. I've got no factual evidence. It is merely a feeling that I have. And I'm not a guy that, you know, likes to fall onto my feelings. But it is a real real concern for Phil. And, you know, while I was sitting with Phil, we kind of, you know, I said, well, hey, let's look on the internet. Let's see what's out there that, you know, might help you. And I'll tell you what, there is a ton of junk out there on the internet with, which has to do with, you know, the fear of being fired. You know, here's one thing that came up. It said, have a fear of being fired, here's how to solve it and more. Here's another one. The fear of being fired is real and it could affect your blah, 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 blah. So there's a lot of opinions out there. There's a lot of information out there, and not all of that information was information that was helpful to Phil. You know, what we really wound up talking about was a more permanent solution to not having a job. And that permanent solution was being in a financial situation to where he didn't have to worry about going to work. Now, Phil has amassed some savings. He's got a 401k. He's got a chunk of money sitting in there. He's got some liquid funds he's got in a savings account. He dabbles in the stock market. You know, he does some day trading and junk like that. So he's got some money sitting in a stock account. And the reality of it was this. We sat down and we talked about, okay, so what happens if you do get fired, Phil? If you go to work tomorrow and they say, that's it, you're done, pack your stuff, here's the two ugly guys that are going to walk you to the front door and have a nice life, and you're sitting on the curb wondering, okay, now what? I asked him the question, now what, Phil? Let's assume it happened. What are you going to do? And what we kind of figured out was this. He has about, well, I'll just... I didn't give you his real name, but he listens to the show, so he knows I'm talking about him. So he'll probably call me up and say, dude, what's going on? But I'm going to give you some rounded numbers about what we talked about, because I think it's important for you to understand his situation. And I think it's important for you to understand that there is a way to get out of this whole thing. And the reality of it is this, he's got about $500,000 of available assets that he could tap into, but he doesn't know how to deploy those. And he's afraid that, you know, if he taps into that sacred 401k, he's going to be in doom and gloom when it comes to retirement. And, you know, I said, Phil, dude, you've been listening to the show for how long? Let's sit down and we'll talk this out. And when we come back, I'll tell you what I told him after this.
Del Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Del, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited. Warning. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
So in the last segment, I was telling you about my friend Phil and the situation he's in. He's concerned about being let go from his job. I mean, it's a real and present fear that he has. And there's nothing that I could tell him that, you know, would dissuade that fear. It is real. It is present in his mind. And he truly thinks it is an inevitability. So what we sat down and we talked about was this. I said, you know, the path you're on isn't working. And he says, well, you know, what have you been doing besides the real estate investing? You know, that seemed to have done it for you. So why not me? And I said, well, what you haven't done, Phil, is you haven't bothered to consider looking into Lifestyles Unlimited. So the first thing I did for him was I got him connected to attend one of our free workshops, our virtual free workshops that we're doing. And he's actually going to attend the one tonight that will be offered. And in the context of our conversation, I won't go into all the gory details and everything like that. What I determined was he probably has about $500,000 that he's amassed through an IRA, through personal savings, through market accounts, you know, investing in the stock market and things like that. And, you know, I basically said, what if you took that money and you applied it differently? In other words, instead of leaving that money focused in, you know, these different types of investment plans, which are supposedly going to get you to a point in your life, which is coming up a lot closer for us than it is for people younger than us, called retirement. And when you deal with the fact that you have retirement looming, you have to ask yourself, if I had $500,000 and I started spending it, and take into account that you're probably going to draw some Social Security and things like that, how long does the money last? And at what point do you have to start living a minimalist lifestyle in order to not outlive your money? And he really sat down and he thought hard about that. You know, I mean, he said, I'm not sure that the path I'm on is working. And my response to that was, I agree. Because, you know, I was on that path myself. And that path didn't work for me. And really the path I was on had me working till the age of 70. And that was one of Phil's concerns, is that, you know, his body, like mine, is starting to break down a little bit. And he's afraid that he won't be able to sustain working until the age of 65 or 70. So we said, okay, let's assume you took all that money. Okay. You pulled the money out of savings, no penalty there. You pulled the money out of your stock market account, whatever that is. There's no penalty there. You just, in order to pull the money out, you just either have to sell the stocks that you have and walk away from whatever positions you have to get the money. And then we started talking about the IRA. I think it was an IRA he said he had, or was a 401k. I can't remember. It was one of those two things he's got. It's probably a 401k. And his concern was, well, if I take the money out now, I'm going to wind up paying taxes and a penalty. And I said, yeah, that's true. You will. And he says, well, I don't know, man, that's a lot of money. How much money do you think that might be? And I said, well, it's probably going to be about 30 or about a third of the money you have in there. And he said, man, that's a huge chunk of money. And I said, okay, well, let's sit back and let's analyze it a little bit differently. You're going to pay taxes on the money, whether you take it out today or you take it out 10 years from now. Taxes are going to be due as that money gets pulled out. So you're not going to avoid the taxes. There is no get out of jail free card for the taxes. He says, okay, well, that makes sense, I suppose. So I said, you know, you might as well get access to your money. But he was concerned about the penalty. And I said, well, there's a couple things you can do with the penalty. You can either just pay it, eat it, you know, it is what it is. And he wasn't too excited about that. I said, or you could wait until you get to a certain age, which he's still got a little ways to go, to get to a point where he could start pulling the money out without a penalty. And he's like, yeah, but you know, my concerns right now, they're not 2 or 3 years in the future. So that didn't work out to be a good solution for him. And I said, you know, in our program, we have a vendor program. And on that vendor team, we have some pretty sharp attorneys that have been able to analyze the laws associated with taking your money out. And they have found ways that are legal to pull your money out penalty free. And he said, really? I said, really? He says, have you done that? And I said, no, I wasn't in a position to do that. But I have friends and acquaintances at Lifestyles Unlimited, people that I've met that have done it over and over again. And he says, well, how does that work? I said, well, basically, you go to the vendor. You say, here's my situation. This is what I'm trying to accomplish. They kind of review your situation and determine whether or not they can help you with it or not. If they think they can help you, they lay it all out on the table for you. This is the cost to do the, I forgot what they call it, but this is the cost to do the process. If you go down this road and you don't pay the penalty, you're going to get all of your money minus the cost to doing that. And he said, I didn't know that was legal. And I said, well, I didn't know it was legal either until I joined Lifestyles Unlimited. And I will tell you, it doesn't, for all of you out in the audience, it doesn't work everywhere. Okay, there are some places where it just doesn't work. It's dependent on the laws of the state that you reside in, and there's a lot of other legal stuff involved with it, which is why you have to have an attorney do this stuff, because you and I would, if we tried it, we'd probably just get frustrated, and if we didn't fail, we would fail in the process of frustration, if that makes sense. So, needless to say, as the conversation wound down, and it wasn't a real long conversation. I mean, I think I've spent more time talking about the conversation than the conversation actually went. What we decided was Phil needed to become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. And he says, well, I'm just going to go ahead and sign up. And I said, hold on. Here's the path I want you to take if you're going to do this thing. Go to a free workshop. And he says, well, I don't need to go to a free workshop. I've talked to you. And I said, yeah, but I didn't give you an hour and a half of my time. I didn't give you all the content that's in that free workshop. I didn't tell you the things that you need to know, because in the context of what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited, that free workshop is very important because it gives you the basis of the map to financial freedom. And that is a huge, huge piece of the equation. You have to know what you don't know. And that's why I told Phil, you've got to do this thing tonight. So he got himself all signed up and, you know, he's raring to go. As a matter of fact, I just got a text from him saying, hey, I'm listening to the show. You can give him my real name if you want. And I'm not going to do that because, you know, there's probably like two or three people that we know that would be able to triangulate all this stuff. I don't know. It really doesn't matter. But at the end of the day, the solution for Phil was to go to a free workshop. And I would suggest to you that if you have concerns about being fired, if you're concerned about, you know, being in another bout of a work-related rut, you know, because you get into those things. Start looking at an exit strategy. Start looking at a different way to apply yourself. And the best way to do it is to go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. Get yourself registered for one of our upcoming workshops, and I'll tell you what, it will start you on the path to financial freedom so that you can put a lot of these fears that Phil has in the backseat.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I've been talking about my friend Phil, and he's going through a little bit of a crisis right now. He really is concerned that he has the potential to lose his job. Now, I don't think it's because of anything he has done or failed to do or anything like that. Phil's very good at what he does. I know he's been in his particular industry for a long time, but he is concerned that, you know, based on what happened to him during the coronavirus thing, that may be setting the stage for him to eventually be terminated from his position that he currently has. And it kind of has him gripped in fear because he doesn't want to deal with having to go out and, you know, and brush off his resume and start doing applications and sending blinded, you know, basically sending resumes out to locations and never hearing anything back from them. You know, it's a terrible, painful thing having to apply for a job. It really is. I mean, nobody likes it. Nobody, you know, gets up in the morning and goes, woohoo, I get to apply for jobs. You know, and Phil is certainly not in that camp. He just wants to keep doing what he's been doing and be successful at it. But he does have some signals in the back of his mind that indicate that maybe, you know, sometime during the rest of this year, he may be let go from his current position. He's already faced a moderate downsizing. Moderate. I don't know. He didn't really talk about how significant the downsizing was, but he went from making one level of income to a lower level of income. And of course the company, you know, used the terms, how did they put it? Let me see if I can paraphrase what he said. We're going to give you the benefit of working from home and give you some more relaxed working hours, and but in doing so, they're going to wind up having to reduce your salary a little bit. That's kind of the way he said it to me, which to me was a bunch of nonsense, but it's the way it is out there. And you and I know for a fact that that's the way it occurs out there, that your only utility to a company is being able to provide either the services or the, you know, whatever you're providing to that company. And in doing so, they're getting some maximum utility out of you. And if for somewhere along the line, maybe they decide that they can get the labor cheaper somewhere else, they might opt to do that. They may opt to say, you know, Phil, it's been nice, it's been fun, but you're done, buddy. And we're going to hire Bobby over here, who's half your age, who just got out of graduate school. It happens. So, you know, one of the things that Phil and I talked about was, you know, how much money do you have? Really? to work with. And, you know, when we kind of penciled everything out, it worked out to be he's probably has about $500,000 that he could actually tap into. Now, some of it's in a 401k. I think that's what he said it was. Might have been an IRA. Can't remember. Doesn't matter. They're basically the same thing. They're just different flavors of each other. And he's got some savings. He's got some money because he invests on his own in the stock market. So he's got one of those, you know, stock trading accounts where he keeps cash in it, and he's got money invested in stocks. And of course, he watched those stocks, you know, take a dump, literally when the coronavirus thing started kicking off. So not only is he been downsized to a certain extent, but given the privilege of working from home, he's watching his stock investments, you know, not do so well because of what the market did. And, you know, it's been weighing on him. It's been weighing on him a lot. I mean, heck, it is now June, and all of this stuff started happening to him like three months or more ago. And it's been a rough ride for him. So when we sat down, we said, okay, look, how much money do you think you've got? And he estimated he probably has about $500,000 out there in those different forms of, you know, savings plans is what I'll call them. And I said, okay, fine. So let's just assume 30% of that gets eaten away by taxes, by penalties, by anything like that. So what are you left with? You're left with about $350,000. He says, wow, that's like giving away a lot of money, isn't it? I said, well, you know, that's the thing with taxes. You know, the portion of what you make goes to the government and a portion stays with you. So you have to decide, you know, is the portionality where you want it to be? And in Phil's case, he's not happy with the portionality, but he recognizes the reality of the situation he's in. So I said, okay, fine. So let's be real simple about this. If you've got $350,000 available that you can work with, let's say you liquidate everything, you pay the taxes, pay whatever penalties, and you're just done. And you decide you're going to invest in single family properties because you can get into single family properties pretty easy. You can get one done and out of the way, one done and out of the way, one done and out of the way. And with that kind of money, he can actually get through a lot of properties. And his concern was, well, isn't that going to take a lot of time? And I said, well, it depends. It depends on whether you do it the way we teach you to do it or you do it the way you think you should do it. If you do it the way you think you should do it, it's probably going to take you a whole lot of time. If you do it the way we teach you to do it, it's not going to take a lot of time at all. As a matter of fact, it won't take a lot of time to get you into these properties. So he started thinking about that. And I said, all right, let's sweeten it up a little bit here. Let's say, for giggles and grins, that you can get into these properties for about $25,000 per door, because that's kind of what I'm seeing in the marketplace right now in the different markets that I monitor across Texas. I'm seeing deals coming in, you know, above $25,000 a door, below $25,000 a door, but right around that seems to be that sweet spot right now. It's right about $25,000 per door for single family properties. So, you know, if you divided that $350,000 that you have available after taxes, penalties, and et cetera, that's going to give you enough money to potentially get into up to like 14 different properties. And he said, wow, that's a lot of real estate. And I said, yes, it is, but it's not really a lot of real estate. It is the real estate that's going to get you going so that we can get you off the train ride you're on, which may terminate in a train wreck, at least that's where he thought he was going, and get you onto a different glide path that's going to provide you some income streams. And I told him flat out, it's not going to happen overnight. Okay, you can't just do this thing overnight. You can't get into 14 properties overnight. It's going to take a little bit of time to start building that inventory up, because depending on the type of properties you go after, some of those properties may be turnkey and ready to go. Some of those properties might require some work, in which case, you know, you've got to build your teams and do the things that you need to do so that you can get those properties up and running. And then, of course, you're going to find the quality tenants, put those quality tenants in those properties that are going to pay in a timely manner, because that's what quality tenants do. They honor the lease. And I should say quality residents, because really they're more like residents than tenants. I think tenants is kind of an outdated term, and I need to change my vocabulary a little bit. I don't call any of my residents tenants, so I don't know why I'm doing so on the radio. But I got off on a rabbit trail. Let me get back on track here. So what I also showed him was this. I said, in this marketplace, you can get about $400 a month in positive cash flow per door. Now, some properties will produce a little bit less, some properties will produce a little bit more, but we're kind of seeing that sweet spot being around $400 per door. He says, okay, well, that's fine. So what does that mean? And I said, well, if you had 14 properties producing $400 per door, what you'd have is an income stream of about $5,600. And he says, well, I make more money than that right now. And I said, yeah, but your concern is you're about ready to go from making what you're making to making no money at all. And he says, but I'm concerned about being terminated. What if I need some of that money to live off of? Okay, then maybe you need some of that money to live off of. Maybe you can't get into 14 houses. Maybe you only get into 13 houses or 12 houses. I don't know. But the big thing that Phil needed to understand was this. You haven't been fired yet. You know, just because you think you're going to get fired doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get fired. And there's some things that he can do to keep his job perpetuating by, you know, following some of the, you know, logical things that you and I would do. And we could talk about those when we come back from the break. But I'll tell you what, when I showed him that number of $5,600, his eyes opened wide because he had no idea that real estate could provide that kind of income stream for him. We'll be back after this.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Walmsley, on the effective way to run a business.
There are people that run their businesses on a shoestring. If you own an apartment complex and you have no cash, that's not a very effective way to run a business. My businesses, each and every one of them, have cash savings. In other words, we can make no money or make very little money, we'd still survive. For those of you that haven't thought it through that far and you don't have any cash savings, let's get you in here and get you educated on how to save what you already own. The mom and pop businesses are going to take a major hit. If you've been running your business that way, you need to get into Lifestyles right now and learn how to operate your business the right way.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. With the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
When you work 30 to 40 or even 50 years in a career, the fear of firing or a work-related rut will come into play at some point. I guarantee it. Even if you're self-employed, you may even get yourself into a situation where you're ready to take yourself out of the game. And that's what really was happening to my friend Phil. He was dealing with fear. And he is still dealing with fear to a certain extent, even though we had a nice conversation. And I think I've got him on the road to, you know, overcoming those fears. But he is absolutely convinced that he is facing a termination of his employment sometime this year. He says, I can see the tea leaves or whatever he's pointing to. You know, he told me some things about the company that, you know, he believes are going to happen. And when those things happen, it's going to result in him potentially losing his job. And he's going to be back, you know, literally on the street looking for employment. So I said, okay, well, you know, we can't change that if it's going to happen. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. But what we can change is what you're doing to get yourself to retirement. So what I laid out for him was just a little kind of simple plan of, you know, how much money do you have? How much money can you potentially put together to invest? And when that money gets invested, what's that money going to do for you? And in the last segment, I was telling you about the cash flow potential that Phil didn't even know that real estate could provide that kind of cash flow for him. You know, I came up with the number of about $5,600 based on, you know, him being able to buy hypothetically 14 houses with about $350,000 of cash available to him. And of course, there's other factors that impact on the number of properties he can actually take down. But, you know, for simplicity's sake, 14 is a pretty decent number. And, you know, he could literally get into those 14 properties within a year, because I have met people at Lifestyles Unlimited who have done just that and even more in less than a year. It just depends on what resources you have. It depends on what your motivation and your drive is. And it depends on whether you're going to take action or not. Those are really the three factors that are involved. And in Phil's case, what he realized was that real estate could provide him a form of passive income. And I said, okay, so let's put it this way. You know, he said, okay, I basically said, you potentially have $5,600 a month coming in passive income. And he said, but I make more money than that every month where I work. And I said, okay, so, well, let's talk about some of the differences. Some of the differences are how you're taxed. You won't be paying ordinary taxes the way you pay ordinary taxes now in a W-2 job. You're going to pay ordinary taxes on the gains that you get from your real estate, but you're going to have a little thing called depreciation kicking in that's going to help offset those gains, which is going to minimize your tax liability. So that's going to reduce the amount of money you need every month. The other thing you're going to do is you're going to stop, you know, quote unquote, going to work and spending money associated with going to work. Now, right now he's working from home, but I know for a fact that when he's working in the office, he's wearing the nice suits, he's wearing the nice shoes, he's got to get the proper haircut. I mean, he's got to look the part, he's got to dress the part, and that ain't cheap. That ain't cheap at all. It takes money to buy that kind of wardrobe and that type of grooming. And, you know, as a result of that, he could eliminate all of that stuff, because as a real estate investor, I don't care about, I got suits hanging up in my closet that are, you know, I probably should give away to people that could do better with those suits than I'm doing with them, because I bought them specifically for job hunting. I think I wore them both like once or twice each, and there they hang. And that was like $1,000 just to go on a couple of interviews. And, you know, and did I wear those suits again? No, the job that I did didn't require me to wear a suit, but it did require me to uphold some sort of grooming standards and, you know, dress standards. So therefore, I still had to spend money on a wardrobe that I wouldn't necessarily have spent money on. Does that make sense? Well, it made sense to Phil. So he's like, oh, okay, well, I hadn't thought of it that way. I said, the other thing you can do is you can make minute changes in your spending patterns. You know, you might be able to sit down and look at what you're actually spending your money on and realize that a lot of that money you're spending, you probably don't need to spend at all. You know, if you're like me, you've got cable TV, and then you've got all these Hulus and these Netflix and these, you know what I'm talking about. You know, it starts to run up your entertainment bill. What if you could eliminate that? What if you could live without it for 3 months, 6 months, or a year, and you don't have to pay it? And he started, I could see it in his mind. I could see his mind working. He started to realize that this would be a potentially doable thing. And I said, you know, and here's the beautiful thing, Phil. Let's say we get you going in all this real estate stuff, and you get, you know, 9 months into this thing, and you don't lose your job. Is that going to be a problem? And he says, well, probably not, but I'm convinced I'm going to lose my job. Okay, so you're convinced you're going to lose your job, so you might lose your job. But what if you don't? What if you're able to continue doing that job? Or what if you are able to take a different job, one that doesn't have to pay you as much amount of money? Because we just showed you how, well, I just showed him, well, you know what I'm talking about. Anyhow, I had showed him what passive income can do, and how it can offset your ordinary expenses, and how some of your perceived expenses that you have right now aren't necessarily realistic expenses when you become retired. And more so, you can continue to foster and grow those investment properties and get more, or allow them to appreciate, and then either refinance them, take more money out so you can buy more real estate, which is a tax-free event, by the way, or you might choose to sell them and do a 1031 into another piece of property, or maybe two pieces of property. You know, it doesn't mean that you're stuck with 12, 13, or 14 houses. It means that's a starting place. That's all that is a starting place. And you know, when I got done talking to Phil, I could see the stress just kind of melt off of him. I really did, because he was really concerned. I mean, he had legitimate fear boiling up inside of him. And, you know, and he might be right. He may be destined to lose his job pretty soon, but that doesn't mean he has to stop living. And more importantly, it doesn't mean he has to give up his dreams for retirement. What it means is that Phil needed to rethink his current situation. He needed to understand where he sits in relation to the money he has and what that money's doing for him. Because the money he has right now isn't providing him a dime of cash flow. It isn't. It's all invested in that so-called retirement account. It's all sitting in a savings account that I know is not paying him diddly squat. And it's also in the money that he's individually investing into stocks, which, you know, when I asked him, how are you doing with that? He says, you know, I do good here, I do bad there. I said, so what are your ultimate returns? He didn't even know. He really didn't even know. We had to sit down and try and factor what his returns were. And then when I showed him what some of the returns could be on real estate, he was floored. Because what he didn't understand is that real estate pays you five different ways. See, I was primarily talking to him about the cash flow piece, but when I talked to him about how real estate appreciates over time, when I talked to him about how there's an ability to capture equity when you acquire these properties, which goes right to your bottom line, which goes right to wealth, when I talked about, you know, the tax advantages, that really opened his eyes. And I even mentioned to him, you know, you're going to get principal pay down, which is just a functionality of paying the mortgage every month. And you do that using your residence rent money to pay those expenses. I'll tell you what, Phil's on fire right now. He has a different direction that he can go in. And what he has to do tonight is he has to attend the free workshop that we're offering virtually at Lifestyles Unlimited. And if you would like to attend that, here's my invitation to you. Go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com and get yourself registered for the case study. If tonight doesn't work for you, not a problem. Pick one of the other nights that do work for you. Or maybe you pick a Saturday event that happens during the middle of the day. I don't know what your schedule is, but it doesn't cost you anything to check us out. It doesn't cost you anything to see what the possibilities are. You know, you don't have to send me an email and say, can you go over my personal situation with me? Because I'll be honest with you, Phil's a pretty good friend, and that's the only reason why I did it. Normally, I don't do that. And I could tell he was hurting. And, you know, I could see over the last couple of years that, you know, he was just becoming more growing concerned with his employment situation. I'll tell you, that downsizing thing that they did to him with the coronavirus thing, I think that just rattled his cage, and it rattled it real hard. And you know what? He's going to be fine. He's going to do that free workshop tonight. He's going to learn about the things that we teach in that workshop, which, and I'll just tell you what they are. We talk about transitioning your mindset from a middle-class mindset to a millionaire's mindset. We talk about, you know, how we, well, like I told you today, how we buy properties, single-family properties, how we buy multifamily properties. We talk about the five different ways you make money in real estate, six ways if you're talking about multifamily. And you know, ironically, when I talked with Phil, we hadn't even gotten into the whole concept of multifamily because I didn't want to pile that additional thing on top of him, because that's another cool element of what we do. And you can do it too. And don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of your job. Don't be afraid of your employer. Don't be afraid of anything. Be afraid that you're on the wrong path, though. And to get yourself on the right path, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.